When Lori and Shireen Watson were thinking about suing to get Idaho to recognize their marriage, they were scared. But Shireen says they were also excited.
Thinking about cases you read about in elementary school that changed history and, you know, that we would be part of that, potentially.
So will the case known as Latta versus Otter be historic?
I think that this case has the potential to be huge.
That's Shakira Sanders. She teaches law at the University of Idaho. Sanders says this case could change Idaho's definition of marriage. Here's what it's about. Two of the couples suing the state are legally married in other states. That includes the Watsons. Two others tried to get married in Idaho and were denied licenses. They claim not granting them licenses or not recognizing their marriages violates the federal constitution's guarantee of equal protection. This is one of many similar cases in courts across the country right now. More than 20 states have seen challenges filed to bans on same-sex marriage since last summer. Two Supreme Court decisions opened those floodgates. One was on California's gay marriage ban, and the other overturned the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. But Sanders says even though those cases made Idaho's possible, they don't determine its outcome.
Neither one of these two U.S. Supreme Court cases that were decided over the summer mandated that states have to recognize same-sex marriages.
Even the one that effectively made same-sex marriage legal in California doesn't directly impact how a judge in Idaho will rule. The high court didn't rule on the merits of that case. Instead, the justices left lower court rulings in place that tossed out California's ban.
The Ninth Circuit made very clear to limit their decision to California that this is not a rule that's going to apply throughout the Ninth Circuit, which includes Idaho.
The decisions made in other states since last summer also don't directly affect Idaho's case, not even in next-door neighbor Utah. Last December, a district judge declared Utah's ban unconstitutional. But Sanders says district judges are generally not swayed by other district judges, especially not ones outside their appeals circuit. Utah is in the 10th. So Sanders says it's impossible to predict the outcome of Idaho's case, except for one thing.
I think regardless of how the case turns out, it's going to be before the Ninth Circuit.
That means the side that loses will almost certainly appeal the decision. But will Idaho's same-sex marriage case go to the Supreme Court and make the U.S. history books and not just the Idaho history books? Sanders says probably not. That's because several cases are further along in the process.
It could very well turn out that there's some other case on the same issues that gets to the Supreme Court first that resolves the issues that we see in this case.
In fact, Sanders thinks it's likely that another state case will eventually get to the Supreme Court and result in a decision that will settle arguments in all the states. She says that case will go into the textbooks, and American students will study it in their history and civics classes. The fact that the case that started its legal journey in Boise likely won't make a big difference nationally is okay with Amber Byerly. She's one of the plaintiffs in Idaho's case.
I don't care where it happens, as long as it happens, it'd be very nice.
So far, in all 10 states where same-sex marriage cases have gone to federal district court since last summer, judges have ruled against state bans. Sanders says that's remarkable. But Idaho could still buck the trend. Today's hearing will focus on three motions. Idaho's attorney general wants the case dismissed. Lawyers for the governor and the plaintiffs have both asked for a summary judgment. That means they want the judge to rule in their favor without a trial. Sanders thinks the judge will likely grant one of the summary judgment requests and not call for a full trial. That decision might come in a couple of weeks. But Sanders thinks the judge might wait to rule until one of the higher courts has decided on one of the other similar cases. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.